Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
I ran into somebody, one of our local reporters, and I won't say who it was because I don't know, maybe they were supposed to talk about it or not, but they were a CNN affiliate, and they're like, you know, we get some stuff from CNN, so anybody that's associated with CNN, they said, hey, we've got food over here at our workspace that you can have access to. That guy was going there.
it was worth it. Hey, it's free.
Because it was close, it was convenient, and it cost him $0.
This is WTMJ at the Republican National Convention. Now broadcasting live from Media Row at the Panther Arena inside the RNC. This is Wisconsin's Morning News. Now, here are your hosts, Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Day three of the Republican National Convention officially is the second last day of this year's convention in Milwaukee. Tonight, the big feature will be the vice presidential nominee, a name that we learned only Monday afternoon here in Milwaukee. J.D. Vance, Senator of Ohio, is due to speak tonight. We'll learn the entire speaker lineup a little bit later today for what plays out on the floor at Fiserv Forum. So that's one of the headlines politically and convention related today.
They brought him to Fiserv Forum to the stage on Tuesday. I happened to be in the bowl when they did that, and he came out and did a quick walkthrough. It was kind of a media spectacle, too. All the media was there taking pictures as he was on the stage looking this way. And
there's
the teleprompter.
Not for nothing, though. I mean, yes, they did give us a heads up that was going to be happening, hoping that it would turn into the photo op that was.
Sure.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But when you address a large crowd, if you do any public speaking, don't you do that? You go up to the podium. You want to see.
Oh, yeah.
Always go up there. It's not just a mic check. You stand up there if you're going to be standing in front of a large ballroom or whatever. Okay, where are these tables going to be? What does it look like from up here? Where's, in this case, the teleprompter that they're going to be working
on? And it wouldn't shock me if he does that again today in a closed-off bowl, you know, at some point, doing even some more speaking and practicing.
Last night at the convention, former President Donald Trump was in attendance again, as he is expected to be tonight, and, of course, giving his acceptance speech for the nomination tomorrow. You also had a number of the former Trump rivals on the GOP side line up one by one and give their full endorsement of the former president for this year's election.
Now, were the nicknames said at all?
Do you want me to get into the nicknames? I'll list them here. Maybe we'll hear from some of these folks. It just depends on how the rest of the hour breaks out as things are getting active here at UWM Panther Arena. So we'll get into that. I do want to spend some time on this story this morning because it's going to be something that you're seeing and hearing about for the next several days. For some of the businesses who were ramping up, who were excited, who were told for years, this is going to be great, this is going to be great, this is going to be great. So far, not so great.
Phantom faces at the window. Phantom shadows on the floor. Empty chairs and empty tables. Now my friends will see no more.
Okay, all right, okay, that's... Thank you, Marius.
Come on. Okay, but anyway.
I was stunned, Eric. We started talking about this a couple of weeks ago, that some businesses were getting nervous that they didn't have, quote-unquote, bookings. They didn't have the big parties reserved. They didn't have the back room reserved. They didn't sell out the restaurant for Tuesday night for this delegation or that.
Yep.
And they started to wonder, like, is anybody going to come here? The answer for some of them so far is no. People are avoiding the downtown area. I walked from the hard security perimeter where we are. I wanted to get up to the Pfister where the president is staying. There were a number of events associated with that. So the Pfister Hotel, very busy.
Yeah,
the lobby was
full of
people.
A lot of activity there, yeah.
But all the way up Wisconsin Avenue, restaurants were empty. Even the sandwich shop, the Subway on the corner of Plankton in Wisconsin, empty. Nobody in there. I started to walk around that area near the Pfister, got into the Cathedral Square Park as well. Nobody in any of these. Empty chairs at empty tables.
It's the middle of the day?
Middle of the day, noon rush, like
okay, noon
when
hour.
Normally they would do a robust lunch crowd.
Yep.
It's a little disappointing. You'd like to, we were hoping to just be full, you know, you got a lot of people coming into town, so I just thought they'd make their way to all the businesses around, so.
That's Zach Dott. He is the general manager at Sport Club. right near the Pfister, says at the time that I was there, so lunch hour, bar seating would be full. He said, I'd have everybody here at the, up at the bar eating lunch. Yeah. Plus, we'd have about half our tables full.
All the different businesses around here, they usually fill us up. But I don't think they're in the office right now, so.
What do you suppose is happening?
I think a lot of people just tried to steer clear of the area. Because the traffic is a nightmare. Even before they put up these giant fences.
Not alone. Went over to Elsa's on Cathedral Square. They do a pretty good lunch crowd.
I sat around. I had a drink. It was very quiet and casual. So, and a lot of the servers looked very bored. It was definitely not what we were expecting.
That was Dan Wolf there. He was behind the bar when I went into Elsa's in the afternoon. So it sounds like what a lot of these businesses are saying is we have a normal crowd, and they're not here. We've traded tens of thousands of visitors for the tens of thousands of people who normally work downtown. Mm-hmm. They're not here having their lunch and doing their thing. Folks aren't coming into town because they're worried about the traffic
right.
and that.
Yeah, it's so busy, you know, man.
Not only did we not get more, we got nothing.
Well, so what's going on with delegates then? Where are all the tens of thousands of people that are here for the actual convention, the thousands of delegates, where are they at?
There's a daily schedule every day that's put out by the RNC, and it's parties. So various delegations have some businesses, and don't get me wrong, I'm not even beginning to suggest that I don't think it's a good idea that we had this, that I don't think it's great for the city ultimately, that I don't think there can be a residual benefit for some of these places that may be empty this week, but sure. A lot more people start coming to Milwaukee. I have zero problem with the fact that this is here.
Right.
It's just this is happening, and it's a story. To your point, some businesses are doing very well. They're hosting these large parties. But if I'm a delegate and, you know, our delegation or some other delegation is holding a party
right.
that costs me $0 to attend, and I know exactly where it is, and I hop on the shuttle and it takes me there, I'm going there. I'm not sifting through the booklet that was provided by the thing on try these spots in Milwaukee.
And there's also the convention fest here too, I suppose, so any lunch crowd maybe gets pulled into just eating here, where we have many vendors, some local vendors too, that are selling food and what.
Very much the case. And here's another thing. Again, I completely support having this year, as I did the DNC in 2020, because I do think there's a lot of benefit for the city. But on an individual case-by-case basis, some of these businesses are not doing well, and they're complaining about it, and I understand why. We should have known. And I'll take some blame for this personally, or maybe the media in general or whatever. Maybe we weren't skeptical enough, because all it takes is a pretty simple Google search, Eric. I did it. To go back to, what was it, Cleveland had the RNC
yeah.
in 16. I did Cleveland restaurants, no seating or
yeah.
bust or
yeah.
All that stuff. Bunch of stories came up. They saw this 8 years ago in Cleveland. Yes, some businesses did really well, the private parties, all that, and other businesses having the exact same complaints that these folks are. I talked to the guy who's the host committee chair from Cleveland. He was here maybe
yeah,
a year ago.
That's right. That's
and
right.
He was, oh, it's great, it's great, it's great, it's great. I guess I didn't ask him, did anybody have empty seats? I just assumed, as so many of us
yeah.
did, that this was going to be this huge influx.
The hotels, I'm sure, are enjoying the week, though.
They're full. But I look at it, too. You talk about who else is here and where they, and I've gotten some follow-up questions on the social media posts that I did. You know, well, where are they going then? And I look at myself as having worked big events, having worked Super Bowls, having worked Final Fours. The media, and there are thousands of members of the media as well, and I'm not saying they don't like to party, but when you're on the road, when you're doing a thing.
You're working.
You're working all
you're
the time.
You're cranking.
And so you grab food wherever you can find it, whatever's close and preferably free.
Which does happen a lot, right?
I ran into somebody, one of our local reporters, and I won't say who it was because I don't know, maybe they were supposed to talk about it or not, but they were a CNN affiliate. And they're like, you know, we get some stuff from CNN. So anybody that's associated with CNN, they said, hey, we've got food over here at our workspace that you can have access to. That guy was going there.
it was worth it. Hey, it's free.
Because it was close, it was convenient, and it cost him $0. So that's
right.
happening all over as well. Now, somebody
that
has to provide
sense.
That food.
Right.
That's a business, a local
yeah, no,
business
right.
that's providing that. But, again, it's not trickling down. You're not seeing the walk-ins. You're not seeing people go in other places. And that's going to continue to be probably a complaint from local businesses in the area.
So I do have some sound from the mayor. So
yeah, he's hearing about it.
So, and he holds these news conferences. We've been trying to dip into them every morning at 6:30. The mayor's office will provide an update or react or give some kind of information on what's happening, news of the day, so to speak. And the mayor, without being asked, address this very situation.
I've certainly heard some concerns from businesses that are outside of the immediate convention area. Some have said their expectations have not been met. While it's absolutely true that millions and millions of dollars will be spent in connection with the convention, that money is not necessarily flowing through every corner, every single corner of the economy. I've heard some restaurants and businesses downtown were expecting a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
So heard from multiple people. The public market right there on the edge of the Third Ward, empty. Right there at 3rd Street Market Hall, a number of vendors saying they had, Journal Sentinel wrote it up, they had an event there the other day and vendors were giving away food at the end that they had prepared, man. But it was going to go bad, so they're just here.
Well, and I've had people ask me. I have a friend who's apolitical, a Milwaukee born and raised, used to live downtown. Now he lives out in the burbs, and he called me yesterday and said, hey, I'm thinking about coming down just because I want to see it. I want to see the buzz. I'm just curious about it. I'm hearing it. What do you think? He's like, is it worth it? Should I try? I'm like, yeah. Come on. Give it a shot.
We got room.
Yeah, there's plenty. I mean, you'll find a parking space, maybe not right next door to the RNC, but you'll be able to, and you'll be able to walk up close and kind of see the buzz. So anyone who's just even curious about what it looks like down here, you can get in. I mean, you can get close and see some of it if that's something that, you know, trips your trigger.
Do I need to say it one more time? I'm not saying we shouldn't have had this event. I'm not saying it's not great for the city. I'm not saying those things. It's great for the city. I fully support it, as I did the DNC. I think these things are amazing.
Yeah.
Just some of the expectations, obviously, that business owners feel they were led to believe that they would have, that is not coming true for them.
Oh, my friends. Empty chairs and empty tables. Now, my friends will see no more.
8:27 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Vince Vitrano, Eric Bilstead with you live from UWM Panther Arena, the broadcast headquarters for the Republican National Convention. Let me bring you inside here, what happens right around this time. So it's starting to fill up. Saw the president, former president's son, Eric Trump, was walking around here today.
Yep,
looking for some airtime here, there, and otherwise.
Hitting Newsmax and some of the other shows and walking right past us while we were on the air earlier with his entourage.
Who's the senator from Alabama? Is it Katie Britt?
Yeah.
She was here. You know, so what happens is, in this space, the reason they designed it as they do is these various surrogates who are in support of the nominee or others doing their own thing as well.
Sure.
Kind of, you sort of dance this dance. They walk around with their various handlers, their staffers.
Yep.
Maybe they make eye contact with you. They're looking like, would I like to get on the radio here? What's WTMJ? Oh, that's Milwaukee. Maybe I'd like to be on.
Yeah,
and we sort of do the look back of like, is this somebody I'd like to have on the radio? I don't know. And then sometimes one or the other party looks away. Like, no, I'm not actually. I mean, it's really like a subtle form of nonverbal, like that you're trying to decide in the bar whether or not you're going to approach that potential mate.
Yeah.
Okay.
And more often than not, if you don't recognize each other, then it's probably not a good match.
We go the other way. So I made the joke, and I kid you not, Eric and I right now, you watch the show Veep, Julia Louise Dreyfus, right? She was the vice president, and the show was hysterical.
Great show. Phenomenal show.
Tough language. Blue streak.
Yep.
But my kids, my older ones, you know, they've been into it a little bit, and like, is this really what it's like? I'm like, guys, this is the comedy, okay, but I think people really talk to each other like this. I've been around this. This isn't that far from reality, honestly. And the staff and the handlers and the things. I got a picture up here of the Veep staff from the show. I'm telling you, I'm looking at every one of these people in this room right now.
We've seen all of them.
Look, there's Jonah right there. I'm looking at this guy with an eye shot.
That is awesome.
What's her chief of staff's name, the woman?
Oh, I've seen her everywhere.
She's everywhere.
I can't think of her name.
38 people who look exactly like her, looking at the phone with their clipboard over the thing, always looking.
Don't give a hell about anybody because they have a plan, they have a job.
They will run you over if they need to get their person to an interview or whatever.
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah.
Every single person in that show is here right now.
That cast could literally be here and they blend right in.
It's 8:30 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Seventy-one degrees in Milwaukee at 8:41 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Eric Bilstead, Vince Petrona, live from UWM Panther Arena, day 3, and the second last day of the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee. Going to take a break for the politics and convention stuff for a moment, although this is convention adjacent. Want to get you some information on the latest on the police investigation into what they call, and I hate the term, officer-involved shooting. That's the technical police speak term for cops shot a guy.
Yes, police shooting, yep.
But police officers from Columbus, Ohio, who are part of the broad security umbrella here. We have officers, law enforcement officers from all over the country who are here as part of the security apparatus for the Republican National Convention.
And we've seen them. We've seen some of the Columbus personnel walking through these halls here at Media Row. They've been part of the staff.
So they are here. This Columbus, Ohio group of officers was here near the hard security zone of the Republican National Convention, and they shot a Milwaukee resident. Let me get my notes up here and get you some of the information on that. The man who was shot and killed is 43 years old. They shot him at 14th and Valete. According to authorities, this is a person who was wielding two knives and appeared to be attacking another person. The attack was imminent as that knife-wielding suspect ran towards someone else, unarmed. They appeared to be in some sort of fight or an argument or whatever, ran toward that person who was not armed. That's when police, after multiple times yelling, drop the knives, ended up shooting and killing him.
Remarkable how quickly they released the body cam on this. It was only a matter of hours, if that, before the police department was like, here you go. Here's what exactly happened.
And it looks exactly as they described it. And the police body camera video is very clear. You can find it all over. It's posted all over social media.
It's on our website.
WTMJ.com. Mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons they did that is the immediate narrative was, and in fact, you even had this from an elected official in Milwaukee. Let me see. Do I have Lakeisha Myers' statement? This is Representative Lakeisha Myers of Milwaukee. And she's out with a statement before we know anything entirely about what happened, before, obviously, she had seen the body camera video. Out with a statement that is inflammatory, that is incendiary. My greatest fear of having the Republican National Convention come to Milwaukee has been realized, that a Milwaukee resident has lost their life, not remotely to lessen the tragedy of that circumstance, but my greatest fear of the convention was some mass casualty event.
Sure.
Right? I mean, we literally have a helicopter checking for radiation over the city, just in case there's a dirty bomb. That was my greatest fear. Okay, not one police-involved incident that had nothing to do with the convention whatsoever. The only thing it has to do with the convention is that these officers are only here but for to provide that security apparatus. But I think that's one of the reasons they got that body camera video out right away. Now, let me read you some more from the statement. One of the 4,000 additional law enforcement officers in town for the convention, no mandate to use body cameras. Incidents like this are much more difficult to investigate. Well, again, they did have body camera video. It's out right now. You probably could have seen it before putting this statement out. You had a situation where these law enforcement officers appeared to be intervening to help save someone's life.
It happened really quickly. The video, they're all kind of just mingling, right? All the officers are like...
Looks like sort of like a roll call almost.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they're just kind of in a circle or what. And then here, seconds later, all of a sudden screaming, yelling, they run, and then the shots are fired.
Who is in charge of this investigation? In the news release. Who is in charge of this? Well, I can answer that. According to the police chief here in Milwaukee, Milwaukee Area Investigative Team will be investigating the incident. The Greenfield Police Department will be the lead law enforcement agency in this investigation. Again, to the point that we've been talking about the last several days since the attempt on the life of the former president. President Biden said we need to, what did he say, lower the temperature?
Yes.
Were his words. We need to lower the temperature. We need to start thinking about our rhetoric. We need to speak.
Yes.
It's okay for us to disagree, but let's Let's calm things down. That means everybody. That means you, and I'm not suggesting there haven't been incendiary things said from this very stage here over at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee this week as well. But everybody checked themselves. Like, this was a situation where it seems, again, we don't have all the information in, but seems pretty clear that law enforcement stepped in and saved a life. And sadly, they felt like they needed to take one in order to do that. But it had nothing to do with them. It wasn't they were out. The suggestion was made this morning at the news conference of the mayor, you know, that people are out, that these cops from all over the country are out in the neighborhoods looking to what, pull people over and do things? No, they're here for this. They just happen to be near where this played out. So that's the latest information we have on that shooting just adjacent to downtown 14th and Valeet. It is 8:45 on Wisconsin's Morning News. On Wisconsin's Morning News, live at the Republican National Convention. Big storyline today. We'll hear from the Senator from Ohio, J.D. Vance, vice presidential nominee for the Republicans, whose name we learned, at least as far as it being the pick, just a couple of days ago here in Milwaukee. WTMJ's Steve Scafidi, host of the Political Power Hour, joining us now here inside UWM Panther Arena.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Stephen, hello.
Day three. Yesterday was on fire. Monday was, of course, the walkout, J.D. Vance, and I was there for that. And yesterday, just there was a great buzz in the area around Fiserv and Panther, even by Third Street. A lot of people moving around. A lot of great conversation about politics.
Love party it. Unity was sort of the theme on stage, yes, for folks who watched some of the speeches on Tuesday night. You had all these folks who earned nasty nicknames from the former presidents. Right. You had Little Marco was there, Ron DeSanctimonious.
Yep.
What is Nikki Haley's Tricky Nicky?
Tricky Nicky.
And, and Lion Ted.
Yeah,
Lion,
you know, but Ted, they all came around, didn't they?
They sure did.
Oh, my goodness.
I just had
a conversation away from the show about that.
I'm sorry, I was going to play that.
Go ahead.
There are some Americans who don't agree with Donald Trump 100% of the time. I happen to know some of them.
That was former Ambassador Nikki Haley, who was really last to get on the Trump train.
We should also point out at the timing of that speech, too, it was still a time when people are talking. Like, you can tell that not everyone's even paying attention, because most of the speeches, no one's really fully engaged in until the end.
Well, I don't know if you were you in Fiserv yesterday? There's so much noise going on.
It's so busy.
Is anybody, like, focused on the person that's
no,
talking? It's like,
never.
No. They're just having fun.
Yes.
I love the Nikki Haley thing, because this represents basically what J.D. Vance said, and I said this on my show yesterday. He says he was wrong about Donald Trump. Maybe America's wrong about Donald Trump. Nikki Haley's essentially sort of doing the same thing, right? She doesn't have to like everything about him, but the choice for Republicans seems to be, look, you want Joe Biden with all his faults and foibles and potential senility, or do you want this guy, who, by the way, was already a president for 4 years? And some people loved him, some hated him.
You know what else is interesting, Steve, is you look at who got placed where in that lineup, already starting to think about who might be cabinet appointments. Maybe all of these folks in one way or another could be jockeying for some of those positions.
No, maybe jockeying. Right. Yes, of course they're jockeying.
So what do you make of Senator Rubio of Florida being in the prime time slot after 9 o'clock?
Something big.
Right.
Something big, right. I had a chance. This is a great thing about the RNC. I got the chance to walk back from Panther with former Governor Scott Walker all the way to the Third Street Market. And we were talking about this stuff because I had Jim Jordan on the show yesterday. I go, what do you think Jim Jordan's looking for? He goes, not in the administration. He'll run for J.D. Vance's seat in the Senate. I mean, it's all sort of related. That's how this stuff works. Marco Rubio, I just had this conversation with a teammate. I'm not sure that I could forget when somebody says things about me like that. Maybe I'm a grudge holder. I don't know. But all of these folks,
J.D. Vance, same thing.
Yeah.
What he said about Trump.
It's amazing. And maybe that's a tell about Donald Trump that we don't realize or we don't think about, is maybe he is somebody that maybe he warms up on you, right? Maybe he is somebody that after you get to know him, I can't even believe I'm saying this, after you get to know him a little bit, it's like, no, it's not all bad. Maybe that's the thing that some Republicans are saying.
All right, so I got a couple of cuts here for you. I know you enjoy these. These are some of the fun cuts. So former Governor Tommy Thompson making an appearance on Tuesday. He was in the bowl at Fiserv. And WDTMJ's Libby Collins caught up with him and asked him if he was going to get any time with the former president, Donald Trump.
He loves Milwaukee. He loves Wisconsin.
Have you had the opportunity to talk to him since he's arrived?
No, I have not.
Do you think you will?
Yes.
What will you say to him?
Thank you for coming.
All right, <Governor. laughs> thank you for coming. Well, he kind of has to come, but okay.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, Libby Collins chops as a reporter. Unbelievable.
Oh, she's been great.
Oh, my
she's
goodness.
She's been great. We've been playing her stuff all Woo. Morning. Governor Mike DeWine, speaking of Libby, she chatted with him. He's from Ohio and was talking about J.D. Vance. But then also when she said thank you, he wasn't done. He had something else he wanted to share.
Governor DeWine, pleasure talking with you, sir.
Yeah, just if I could add, we sure. went to the Brewers game and loved the cheese curds and loved the ballpark. So
what's your favorite beer?
Well, I didn't have any beer, but I ate the cheese curds, and they're really good.
It's all about those cheese curds.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese curds.
Don't want to talk about alcohol. Even if I drink, I don't want to talk about it.
Then one more. Wolf Blitzer from CNN talking with John Mercure.
You guys are doing a great job, and I'm so happy to be here. I'm very impressed with the people of Milwaukee.
It almost sounds like he's reading that.
Yes.
I'm very
I told you yesterday, somebody writes this stuff down, everybody just reads it and says, that's what we're going to say.
All right. Thank you, Wolf. I tell you what, though, man. I'm happy to hear it.
Yeah.
I like famous people saying nice stuff about my town
yeah.
all day. 8:54 on Wisconsin's Morning
It reminds
News.
Me a lot of the city I grew up in, Buffalo, New York. It's an older city, got a lot of history, a lot of old buildings, the beautiful buildings, and it's coupled now with a lot of the modern buildings, and it's really good.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Dre Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. It's a good one today. We're up to 71 degrees right now. Sunshine to start. Some clouds moving in this afternoon. Chance of an isolated pop-up shower at a high of 78 degrees.
It's a neat moment on Fox before the baseball game on Tuesday night. All-Star game took place, and they had a six-minute feature. Tom Rinaldi did it on Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball. And 90 years old, still going strong.
Why keep doing it? Tom, I don't have anything else to do, for one thing. That's the other thing. My stimulus check stopped, so I don't get those anymore. I need to make some payments.
Doesn't have anything else to do anyway.
Right.
Great piece. We put it on the old website. If you want to text Bob to the WTMJ Talk and text line, 855-616-1620. We'll send you Bob, B-O-B.
We will talk to you again tomorrow, live from the Republican National Convention on its final day, WTMJ's Political Power Hour with Steve Scafidi. Up next,